It is now 2:37 in the afternoon, and you got it on K-Hum Radio Without the Rules. And joining me in the studio, Don Banducci, co-founder and former president of Yakima. Welcome.
Thank you.
You've been here before, haven't you?
Yeah, many times.
I thought so. And also Rosa Dixon, who's co-owner of Natural Decadence, is here. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I know you've been present in the studio on the phone in the past, but this may be your first appearance here.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it's nice to have you. It's nice to have you both. Thanks for coming down. And you were here because Don reached out to talk about, well, among other things, the fact that Whole Foods has made another trip to Humboldt to check out the local makers. And tell us about that.
Yeah. Well, Whole Foods and a new distributor both made the trip up here to Humboldt and spent about 10 days up here. And through that, they were looking for a very particular type of foods. So they were looking for vegan foods. So we toured about 12, 14 different businesses. And it was actually incredible. It's the first time I've actually seen deals going down right there with the grocery buyer on site, the distributor on site, the food forager, the copyright editor for Whole Foods Magazine. They were all together, and it was an amazing experience.
Wow. And it was a great local organization, Humboldt Made, that sort of coordinated this. Is that right?
Absolutely. Humboldt Made has just done so much for a lot of the businesses and helped us all kind of come together. And I personally have developed a really strong relationship with these buyers. And so I kind of brought them up and introduced them to Humboldt Made about 3 years ago, and they kind of fell in love.
Now, I know that Whole Foods has been up here before doing this kind of thing. And I would guess that I'm sure they visit other areas, but it's not like they have a team that goes to every little area in the country. It must be somewhat unique for them to keep coming back to this particular area.
I think that it is unique. They've said that several times, addressed, you know, the Humboldt Made members and supporters in a real heartfelt manner, that they love what's going on up here in Humboldt County. They love the sense of community. They love the entrepreneurship. They love the fact that the things that people are making and producing are always high quality. And they said it really is unique. They do travel all over the state and all over the United States to forage, as they say, you know, to find the next cool thing. And they say Humboldt is really pretty unique that way. And they really enjoy coming up here.
I think, I mean, that's, to me, is a real big sort of Humboldt Made success story, because we know what's going on here because we live here and we can see what's going on around us. But getting that word out, especially as isolated as we are, is a challenge, I would
think.
Well,
and when you hear these, you know, the fairly big-time professional people talking like this about Humboldt County and the makers and the producers, you realize that, yes, indeed, everything that Humboldt Made stands for and trying to put out there is, in fact, coming to be. And I have to, you know, we have to tip our hat to Rosa. Rosa sort of led the charge here. And but to hear these people talk about Humboldt County is it's gratifying.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, we had one of the seven national grocery buyers up here. It's his third time up here. He was just up here in May, and he came back, you know, and he'll be coming up every 6 months to just every time say, I can't believe I learned something new. You know, last time they're up here, we've toured the quinoa farm, which has been incredible. This time we toured the mushroom farm out on Samoa. The tofu shop got an offer from Whole Foods. Arise Bakery, Beck's Bakery, Celebration Tamales, which their sauces is Redwood Organics. I mean, so many businesses are just from last week are benefiting so greatly from this. And over the course of the last 3 years, there's been about 14 of us who have, it has just changed our whole business.
Yeah.
And with that, we also did the oysters and ale too.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was a very successful event.
Yeah.
I, you know, just to state the obvious there, what I presume is the obvious. I mean, a contract with a supplier like Whole Foods can make a a world of difference to a local business.
Absolutely.
Because it's something that you can rely on it. It's predictable. You can plan for it. And
well, and the key, of course, is it's outside of Humboldt's borders. We have lots of people going into business, you know, within Humboldt County. And but in a lot of cases, the pie is only so big. It's not necessarily getting any bigger. And you can start dividing that pie into smaller and smaller pieces. The way businesses are really going to grow and succeed is to market and sell outside of Humboldt. And that's, you know, Whole Foods is a classic. And the thing about Whole Foods is that, you know, other people are watching them. Other distributors, other grocery chains. So what Whole Foods does is very interesting to the other chains.
They're the trendsetters. It gives you status, and we've had that. I mean, it changed our company. We went from being a really tiny little part-time business to a major company in a matter of 8 months. It was just, you know, happened really fast.
I would bet just handling that sort of expansion is a challenge.
It is incredibly challenging. I find, you know, everyone always says two things when you go into business. Know your margins, know your numbers, and don't grow too fast. And neither of that made any sense to me until I got to experience it. And now I'm like, right, know your numbers and don't grow too fast. It's like 100% true.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And I'm not surprised that a company like Whole Foods would keep coming back to Humboldt mm-hmm. County, but it is, you know, it is hard to sort of reach outside the Redwood Curtain sometime and let people know what we got going on here. And Humboldt Made's been doing that.
Yeah.
So what else is going on with Humboldt Made?
Well, we just did the Oysters and Ale, which was kind of the finale to the Whole Foods guys trip. It was their last night here, and then it was open to the public, and it was incredible. Debbie Farber-Bush did an amazing job with Greenway Partners. Alana Powell, who's the new interim director for Humboldt Made, just is doing an incredible job. She is just bringing Humboldt Made together and pulling off stuff I have never seen. So it's really exciting. That was great.
We have the community membership card. So you buy the card. You can go on the Humboldt Made website and get the card. And it entitles you to discounts at Wildberries for all the Humboldt Made businesses that Wildberries currently sells. And so that's fairly new. That's mm-hmm. growing. That's being well received. And we have we have other activities planned. We have another national buyers tour in the works for next April. Mm-hmm. And again, Whole Foods kind of getting behind that and taking on some of this really is kind of almost a personal agenda on their part to help these businesses expand further. So the invitations are going to be going out to buyers and distributors from all over the United mm-hmm. States, lots of big chains. And the Blue Lake Casino, we're in negotiations with them. They want to support that kind of an effort. So, you know, we may be involved at some level with them. And on it goes.
I'm sorry about two things. I'm sorry about all the flies, and I'm also sorry about this loud truck that's going by.
There you go. Yeah, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to be handing out invitations at Expo West, and then we are also going to have a black tie holiday party.
Ooh,
which will be a fun open to the public and members thing for Humboldt Made. I've heard rumors of a few really cool places that it might be held at.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah.
So if people want to get involved with Humboldt Made, I'm sure all this information is at your website, which is very easy to find, humboldtmade.com. But
yep.
Obviously local makers are your target membership, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and we're, you know, within the county, we do mixers, we do quarterly, we do a dinner where it's a big Humboldt Made potluck.
And it's usually at Don Banducci's house, which is a lot of fun.
60, 70, 80 people, and so loud. I mean, there's just so much energy in the room. You know, all these people are excited and getting to meet one another and talking business and seeing how one another can help each other. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. So that's ongoing, and just the energy feels pretty amazing right now. It's really very positive, very positive. Mm-hmm.
I'm curious about. It seems like Humboldt County is uniquely positioned, or maybe not uniquely, but especially positioned in some ways, particularly in the food mm-hmm. production area, because the source of your raw ingredients can be really close to where your facility is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have to truck your produce hundreds and hundreds of miles to get it. I mean, it's in a lot of cases it's grown right here, mm-hmm. and not a lot of areas I would think have that sort of ability.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the Central Valley is kind of one of those places where a lot of people can source, but more and more, you know, we're talking about locally sourced products and raw materials for Humboldt made products, and you know, there's talk of a co-packing facility up here where people can put their ingredients into mm-hmm. bottles, and you know, there's a big demand for that. And
well, and Humboldt Hot Sauce just got the first like bottling license in Eureka, so that's huge.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
I talked to that guy a year ago, and he knew he was working on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Daniel got Bixler. It. Daniel yeah. Bixler. Yeah. He's been a huge support. And then there's just really creative people in Humboldt, and I feel like, you know, everyone just kind of chooses to live up here because it is out of nowhere, you know, in the middle of nowhere. It's not easy transportation up and down the coast. And so you have to want to be here. And I feel like there's so many creative people and there's so many artisan products. And Dick Taylor, that's another great example. Yeah. In fact, they just got picked in the top picks for Martha Stewart's American-made products.
Oh, wow.
Which is incredible. And I would like to say, you know, thanks, Dick Taylor, because I did also apply and my company was not picked. But love you guys anyway. Yeah. And then just Ohana Organics, who she grows all her own herbs and harvests her own herbs and makes body products. And it's, the list just goes on and on and on.
Dex Bakery is buying local grains to
milling her own grains.
Right.
I mean, it's
just which is really amazing.
I mean, I think that part of what drives it, I think, is, I mean, you mentioned before, a lot of people just come, we choose to live here because we love this area so much. But then once you find yourself here, you realize, well, it's not real easy to make a good living up here. And sometimes you just have to create it yourself.
Exactly, and get creative. And, you know, I was in a food flight class at the SBDC when we were first starting. You know, our business was just a few months old, and we had about 7 of us in this food flight from the SBDC, these workshops. And in that class was Beck's Bakery, Bougie Bakery, Arise Bakery, Humboldt Hot Sauce, Diane's Sweet Heat, and Natural Decadence. And that's where we met. And we were all just kind of concepts and brainstorms. And we built these great successful companies with each other, supporting each other. And I feel like that's the uniqueness that Humboldt County has.
And that
has.
Is a cool thing. Sometimes it's even competitors, direct competitors who are sort of helping each other
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
We call it co-opetition.
Co-opetition.
Yeah.
Dan Bixler's key phrase.
Yeah. But, you know, and what this was true of Yakima, too. You know, when you come to Humboldt, you're making a product, transportation is an issue. Sometimes sources of supply is an issue. You need to have a value-added product, mm-hmm. something that's better than, you know, the run-of-the-mill product. Yeah, there's always room at the top to compete. You know, if you're making a really top-quality product, whether it's a marimba or a guitar or a roof rack or mm-hmm. gluten-free, you know, products or hot sauces, there's room at the top to compete, and that's kind of where all these Humboldt-made businesses naturally gravitate to. Mm-hmm. I like to say it's quality of life begets quality of product. And so they do stand out because they are some of the best that you can make mm-hmm. anywhere. Mm-hmm. And that really is one of our real competitive advantages. It just seems to kind of bubble up naturally from the people that are in business here.
Nice. Yep. All right. Well, I would encourage everybody to take a look at the website for Humboldt Made. It's humboldtmade.com. And if you're a local producer, then definitely get involved. Is there anything else we should mention?
That's about it, I think.
I think we covered it all. We might forget a few things, but...
All right. Well, come back again if they occur to you.
Awesome. Thank you. Right. Definitely.
Thanks so much for coming down, Don Banducci and Rosa Dixon. Get it on K-Home. It's Radio Without the Rules, 52 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we'll be right back.